My message this morning, I won't take very much time, but I'm just going to let God lead me this morning. And, I think this message is for somebody this morning that I want you to know that God is in control. God is in control. And it doesn't matter what's going on in life in this world. We see a lot of things. We can watch the news, and I know I say this all the time, but when I watch the news, it'll just make you so aggravated you just want to turn it off. But we can't focus on that stuff because really none of that matters. Because God is in control. You know, we can let these things of this world worry us, and we all go through things in life that we don't understand. We can get worried, and we can worry about the bills, we can worry about the president, we can worry about all these things, the governor and all the things that he's doing, and that's another whole message, right? But you know what I'm saying? We can worry about our spouses, we can worry about our kids, we can worry about our families, we can worry about the community, we can worry, you know, we can get caught up in worrying about all this stuff that's going on. But I want to tell you, God is in control. And all the worry that we can do and all the things that we can try to understand or try to make work the way, you know, we can try to fix it all, but we can't. But He can. And you know, in the book of Exodus, we read a story about Moses. And I think God chose Moses from the beginning. He chose him from the beginning. And He had a purpose for Moses. You know, and I want to say again, it's not the government, it's not the president, it's not anybody else. As a child of God, your destiny is secure. Because God is in control. Well, listen to me this morning. Moses' destiny was secure. God had a purpose for his life. In the book of Exodus, chapter 1, in verse 13, it says, let's start this morning with this. Let me get there first. I don't know if Vern has got it up there. And it says, and work them ruthlessly. In other words, the Israelites were in bondage to the Egyptians. And they had been there for 430 years. But yet, the last 215 years, they were worked. They were enslaved. And ruthlessly, they worked them. And they made their lives bitter with hard labor and brick and with mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields. And all their hard labor, the Egyptians used them ruthlessly. Ruthlessly. You know, I want to say this. From birth, the enemy was set on destruction of Moses from his birth. And sometimes I want to say this, you know, from birth, our enemy has set to destroy us. From birth. But God has a different purpose. God has a different purpose. As a child of God, your destiny is secure. I said that. But God has marked, you know, what the enemy marks for death, God has marked for life. God wants us to live. Okay, He wants us to have a life with Him. Moses grew up in the Pharaoh's house. He had the best of everything in the land, and the enemy paid the bill. Listen to me this morning. God has it under control. God has your life under control. So no matter what you're going through this morning, remember this. And in Exodus 13, 17, 18, it says, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, it was easier. For God said, lest the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. You know, there are many times in our life that from our natural perspective, there are easy and faster ways to do things. But God has a better viewpoint, plus God has a higher purpose. Too many times, you know, our only initiative is to get through things. Go through it. You know, we go through things in our life. But God's intentions is not for us just to go through it. He wants us to grow through it. And so, you know, sometimes when we plant a seed in the ground, God plants us. And then he expects us to grow. And as we grow, we mature and then we become fruitful, right? Amen. That's what God wants in our life. He just doesn't want us to just be a seed that's planted and we just stay there forever, right? Or we just sprout and we just stay there forever. He wants us to grow through the things, and there's a process to that. We go through this process of growth, and sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's through droughts in our life, and sometimes it's through the harsh sun, and sometimes it's through the storms in our life. But we still grow through that process. Amen?
Amen.
And most of the time, when we look at plants, those hard times is where the roots become stronger. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the Lord told Moses, he said, now go speak to the children of Israel, that they will turn their encamp before Pirahartha between Migdal and the sea, and against Baal Zephon, before it shall ye encamped by the sea. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself here. For Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land of the wilderness, and shut them in. You know, here the children of God, from the visible evidence, they are trapped. They are trapped. There's no way back. There's no way forward. They have, you know, that's the last place that anybody wants to be. And I've been there before. You ever been in a place where your back's against the wall and you feel like that you have nowhere to go? You know, I've said this before. I said, you know, there's a time in my life where I felt like I got thrown out in the middle of a briar patch. Has anybody been in a briar patch before? I feel like I've been thrown out in the middle of a briar patch with no pants on. And let me tell you, there's no easy way to get out of it, because no matter which way you go, it's going to hurt, right? And you're thinking, okay, how do I do this? Well, there's only one way, and that's because we have to come to the understanding that God is in control. And we do it ourselves, it hurts, right? We do it ourselves, it hurts, and sometimes it hurts anyway. You know, the biggest thing that we fight with is agreeing with the enemy. You know, we can't agree with the enemy. We can't agree with the devil. God has us in his control. Amen?
Amen?
You know, the devil knows that the power of words, and he knows he wants to line up our confessions with our circumstances. He focuses on the circumstances that we're in, and sometimes he wants us to think about that, what we're surrounded in. And sometimes we get focused on that and we just stay where we're at. Because we know if we go this way, it's going to hurt. We go that way, it's going to hurt. We have nowhere to go. But God. You know, fear says it's over and there's no way out. I used to say, you know, you heard the old saying, cowboys say, bury with my boots on. You're done. You have nowhere to go. That's what fear does. But faith says, I don't know what God is going to do, but I know he's going to do it, and I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know God has it under control.
Amen.
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 When our back's against the wall and we don't have a way out, we just have to understand by faith God is in control and he's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. On in Exodus chapter 14 and 4, I know I'm skipping way ahead, but it says, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And on in verse 13, if we skip up, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more, or forever. You know, there's an enemy in your life. A battle that has been going on, and it seems like maybe you've got it under control. But every time you turn around, that battle's right there. And sometimes we pray and we think we get victory over stuff, and there it is again. It seems like no matter what you do, every time you turn around, here's this other battle. Seems like sometimes when we think we're making progress, we don't have to look very far and there's that battle following us. It's always there. I know we all have those enemies in our life and the battles that we have to fight. Sometimes we're just up and down like a roller coaster. Have you ever been on a roller coaster? You ever get on a roller coaster and you get up to the very top, you know, like the Screaming Eagle? The old rickety wooden roller coaster that I will not ride anymore. When I was a kid, it may have been fun, but now that, you know, I'm 52, it's not so fun anymore. You know, that's fear right there to me. You know, because I think about, well, what if it doesn't, well, you know, what if it, you know, out of control. You ever been that way, roller coaster life? Out of control sometimes. You're just wishing it was over. You ever been on that roller coaster that you're like, you got conned into getting on it? You know, oh, come on, it'll be fun. You'll love it. You get on there and you're like, when will this get over with? I mean, I know you guys have been there, but life's like that. Sometimes we have situations, things that come up in our life, these battles, and we can't wait for it to be over with. But it's out of our control because we can't do anything about it because we're strapped into this seat going 70 miles an hour, right? We can't get off. We have nowhere to go but to ride it out. That's when we have to trust God and know that He is in control. Know that He is in control because there's nothing we can do about it. You know, when the Israelites got to the Red Sea, their back was against the wall. They had nowhere to go. They had nowhere to go. They didn't know what they were going to do. I love it here. And Moses said to the people, fear ye not, and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Fear not. Stand still. You ever just stand still for a minute? Just stand still for a minute and just listen to what God has to say. I think so many times we just get so caught up in what's going on. We're trying to fight the battle. We're trying to stay tuned. We're trying to stay focused. We're trying to stay afloat. We're trying to... You know what I'm getting at? And instead of just standing still and listening to what God has to say. Fear not, for God is in control. You know, when we've done everything we know to do, when we're exhausted and we're at a point of giving up and we're at a point of hopelessness, you're finally, when we get to that place, we're finally in a position for a miracle. We're finally in a position where God can do something amazing in our life. God can do things that are impossible for us to do. But God can do the possible things. He recognizes our weaknesses. You know, you'll never know God's strength until we recognize, or until you recognize your weakness. You know, the Lord told Apostle Paul, "My grace is sufficient and my strength is made perfect in weakness." You hear that? I'll say that again. "My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness." Need to memorize that. Need to memorize that. You know, the Lord saw the disciples out on the water fighting a violent storm, but He waited to go to them. You know that? He waited till the night to go to them. Why? You know, they didn't need Him yet. They weren't in a position where they just really needed Him. They still had strength left, I guess. I don't know. Well, I do know. I shouldn't say that. Because I do know that God is in control. I do know. It is real. It is real. I know it's real. Like that song. I know it in my heart. You know, God may be waiting or wanting to do something new and fresh in your life, but He can't get through to you until He gets in a place where you can't do things anymore yourself. That's the way we have to be. We have to come to the understanding that we cannot do it ourselves. We have to leave it with God and let Him take control. Amen?
Amen.
You know, God works the night shift. The greatest miracle of your life may be 1 hour away. Think about that. May just be 1 hour away. It always gets, you know, the darkest time of the day is right before the dawn, right? It's always right there. You know, when Moses, it said in Exodus 14:21, it says, "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Moses acted on faith, and God moved." You know, it was Moses' hand that outstretched, not God's. "And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind, and all that night, and it made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided." Listen to me this morning. I'm kind of ad-libbing through some of this. You know, the lesson in this is God works the night shift. The greatest miracles of your life may be 1 hour away, and it always gets the darkest just before the dawn. You know, when they close their eyes that night, there was a Red Sea in front of them. But when they opened their eyes the next morning, there was dry land to walk on. And in Exodus 14:29, you know, it talks about, "But the children of Israel walked upon the dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left." You know, this is the most awesome thing. Through the midst of the Red Sea, there was dry land. Their feet were dry. They walked across it. Not only can God bring you out, but He will bring you out in such a way that you will never look like you've been where you were. He washes you clean. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were put in the fiery furnace, right? When they come out of the fiery furnace, they didn't even smell like they'd been in there. no smoke, and they didn't even have a hair singed on their head. Sometimes we go through these things in life, but when we allow God to be in control of those things, after it's all over, think about that. Think about that. You know, I don't know what you're facing today, but the Lord has this to say. He's got it all under control. And if you'll just quit worrying about things. Sometimes we complain. We gripe and complain about what we're going through because we don't understand it. Sometimes we just need to stop it and start praising Him. We just got to praise His holy name. Start singing praises. Do you do that? When you're going through the battle, do you just stop and just start singing and praising? Amen. Goes on to say, and the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. This word, let me tell you, this word is true today. God has it under control. You know, it's time to sometimes just move over and let Him take care of it. Move over and let Him fight the battle for you. You know, I've learned these lessons in life. I preach to myself. Because there's times in my life where I've fought the battle and I've failed at it. And I had to come to a place in my life where I had to realize, you know what? God, I can't do this on my own. You have to take care of this because I can't do it. I want to ask you this morning if you could just stand and lift up your voices this morning and say, God, I'm in a battle. I'm fighting a battle and I'm going to let You have complete control. I'm going to praise Your holy name. You know, I remember a story of Paul and Silas when they were put in prison. And they were locked up in the basement of the prison. They were shackled. They'd been beaten. But what they did was they started praising Him. They started praying and praising. And then the earthquake came. They were freed. The jailer got saved and all of his household got saved. Because they were willing to let God be in control. You know, God wasn't there when they were getting beat. I mean, He was, but He didn't step in yet. He didn't step in when they got shackled and put into prison. He came at midnight when they realized, you know, they started praising and praying. Sometimes we go through things and we don't understand it. That's what I want to say this morning. I've skipped through a bunch of stuff because I know we've... But I just want to tell you that God is in control. Let Him be in control. I know we have... I talk to people that go through some stuff in their life. And it's tough. But just remember that God has it. Let Him fight your battles for you. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You this morning for Your word, Lord. I know battles being fought today, Lord. I know. And Lord, I just ask for your Holy Spirit, Lord, to fall upon this place this morning. Lord, send your love down and let people know that you are in control. You're real, Lord. I know you're real. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.